Well, the comments that Donald Trump has made recently, as well as the particular policies that he is threatening to impose, are fairly in character with both Donald Trump's personality as well as the general policies that the American government has followed, not just under the Trump administration, but also under previous administrations. Donald Trump is prone to a lot of blustery rhetoric, but rarely does he ever follow through on anything of that type. We can remember that he was at one point threatening the North Koreans in a similar way, and then he actually turned around and did an about-face on North Korea. And he could very easily do that with Iran as well. It seems to be a very similar situation. Also, as far as the sanctions he has announced involving top Iranian officials, these are simply symbolic actions. The American government has imposed sanctions on figures of that type in other circumstances, not only countries in the Middle East, but also on Russia. When President Obama was in office and there was a conflict between Russia and the Ukraine over Crimea, the Obama administration opposed very similar sanctions to what Trump is now claiming he's going to impose on Iranian officials as well. And these kinds of sanctions really mean very little. They're simply targeting key individuals, or they are preventing individuals perhaps from certain countries from traveling to another country. Often, it's as the president of Iran recently said, he has no plans to travel to the United States anyway. So this is simply a symbolic gesture, not something that has any real practical meaning. So Trump has apparently backed away from trying to assume a more aggressive stance towards Iran. I think he recently said that he could potentially be Iran's best friend. Now, that, of course, is still more of the kind of blustery rhetoric that Trump uses, but it is in keeping with the playbook that he typically follows, and that is that he'll use a lot of over-the-top rhetoric, and then he'll pull back from it, and then he may make some token gesture about it, to make it look like he's taking a stand of some kind, but very little actually comes of it. So we can't really take a lot of what the president has said in recent days very seriously.